Tom Berry, and his helper from the Falcons, John Blythe, they knew what they were supposed to do a lot better than anybody else did, so I didn't try to interfere with them at all. He was a wonderful, wonderful cook who had been trained in the service of the P&O liners running east and gradually worked his way up until I believe eventually he became a purser, and he delighted in showing off a little bit some of this experience, such as carrying in six steaming hot large plates of soup at it one time with four up this arm and two on the other hand, and deliver them one by one to each other. Most of us never ate any better in our lives than we did down there, except there was nothing he could do with tins of herrings and tomatoes to disguise them. There were still tins of herrings and tomatoes. He could do wonderful things with penguin eggs, and he made omelets often for breakfast, and they were absolutely delicious, mixed with a little tomato or something like that. He was a wonderful cook, and I've often thought since did more to contribute to the success of our expedition than any one person. I didn't realize it at the time, but I realize it now. He had a very good sense of humor, too, and would laugh and joke with everybody.